Stop 7, Burton Road.
Ignore the options to your left and right and head along Burton Road.
You will soon see an old arch painted yellow on the right-hand side of the road. It has a horseshoe in the keystone. This isn't in fact a horseshoe for good luck. It's the wrong way round for that. It's actually the underside of a horse's hoof. You can see the frog part of the hoof in the design. The building was once part of the Clarence Works. The yard was the wheelwright and blacksmith works of John Grayson and Sons. The building is now used as the Yellow Arch Studios. Many famous Sheffield musicians have recorded here, including the Arctic Monkeys and Richard Hawley, who reflects on Sheffield's history in many of his songs, such as Ladies Bridge. Towards the end of Burton Road, after passing Percy Street on the left, you can see the arch of the Alban Works. Joseph Pickering and Sons operated from here. They produced a polishing paste, widely used in the cutlery and plate industries, and moved to the new polish works in Burton Road. The business continued expanding and in 1880 included the world-famous brand Blanco, a pure white compressed block that could, by the addition of a little water, be applied to soldiers' leatherwork with a sponge, rag or brush. They sold it to the local Hillsborough Barracks, who adopted his product. Their extra white webbing was much admired and this led to its adoption by the rest of the army. It was also marketed to the public as early as 1888 as a whitening for cricket shoes, gloves and tennis shoes. The polish works was renamed Alban Works from the Latin albus, meaning white. The works closed in the 1980s after the drop-off of sales of Blanco and the loss of Sheffield's cutlery and silverware meant that the polishing paste sales declined.
At the end of Burton Road, you will join Neepsend Lane. Thank you.